All right, this is Marlon Sanders, and welcome to the A-Team Call. I am jazzed today. I am pumped, and I am excited. I have some great information for you today, and everyone at this moment should be unmuted. So on the count of three, if you're on the call, say the word yes. So one, two, three.
Yes.
Yes.
A couple other people on the call. Tim just got out an email, so we will be having more. I cannot tell you how excited I am today because we are, you know, I promised that I was going to crank up A-Team, and we are now in that process. We probably are still 3 to 4 weeks away from getting all the things in place that I have in store for you. But I'm going to start. We're going to start. Again, this is 3 or 4 weeks out, but I'll be putting bookmarks into Delicious or possibly another service, but I'm thinking Delicious. So you can actually go in and see different things that I bookmark, because I bookmark tons of websites all the time, really, really valuable resources. I'm also going to start a password-protected Twitter account just for my A-teamers, where I'm going to be sending out tweets and have tweet-ins just for my A-teamers, and I'm really excited about that. So there's lots going on, and over the next we'll just see how this comes together, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. It depends on staffing and how some different things go. But let me tell you the thing I'm number one most excited about is, you know, we just struggled with our conference call service, struggled, because the other service I used, it just seemed like they would drop calls and so forth, and it really got on my nerves. And I'm not saying we won't have a call drop today, but we're going to test this out. What I do love about the new service is that I can individually mute people, and you can also apparently raise your hand when I ask a question. So I'm not even sure. Somewhere on your, if you are on the website, apparently, you can press *2 and raise a hand that you want to ask a question. So just for the heck of it, press *2 on your phone, and I want to see if the hands raise. Just for the heck of it. Let's see how many hands. I heard that. I heard someone press *2. Let's see if it raises the hand here when I refresh. It's supposed to raise a hand so I can see that you want to ask a question. I'm testing this new admin panel out here. Hey, there it is. Allentown, Pennsylvania, raised a hand. Who is that?
That's Mike Allentown.
Mike, how are you? Okay, so this is cool, but now I only see one hand. So M-A-E-S-T-A-S. If you, I don't know if you are on a phone where you can press *2. You may just be listening on the web. But if you're on a phone where you can press *2, press it. And I want to see if it raises your hand or not. Let's see if it does. Should, supposed to raise the hand. This is Instant Tele's seminar, and they have this brand new admin panel that totally rocks, because there it is. I've got, yes, I see that hand raised. Very cool. So this is awesome, because even if you have the call muted, you can allow people to raise their hands that they want to ask a question. And you can individually mute people. So if someone has noise in the background, you can mute them out. So this is Instant Teleseminar, and I cannot recommend this new service too highly. Now, the one problem we had in the past, and I want to check, I'm going to find out if they fixed this issue or not. In the past, if I got disconnected, everyone got disconnected. So Tim is actually dialed into the call as a host, so that if, sometimes my phone just seems to randomly disconnect people, and it was a real problem. So Tim's dialed into the call, but I'm going to find out if that feature is fixed or not. But anyway, any of you looking to do a teleseminar service, now I am a huge fan. Welcome to the call. Thank you for coming on the A-Team call. This is Marlon Sanders, and we're just getting cranked up here. And I'm talking about how totally awesome the new Instant Teleseminar service is. You pay an extra $20 a month, so I think that makes it $60 or $70 a month. But the other service I was paying $300 a month for, and I could only have 50 people on the call, and I had no admin panel. Now you've got this incredible admin panel where you can See, everyone who comes on the call, they can raise a hand and ask questions. You can individually mute them. I can even raise or lower your volume if your volume isn't loud enough. And I can see the number of minutes you've been on the call. How unbelievable is that? So let's see here. Miguel, you're on the call. Welcome. Ronald, I see that you're on the call. Welcome, Ronald. And, of course, we have Mike. Mike, for some reason, it doesn't show your name on here. So I have exciting, great stuff. We're going to talk about autopilot income today, and I'm also going to be taking your questions because I sent out an email to my list saying, hey, you can ask questions. So if you're on the call today, Miguel or Ronald or the other people who come on the call, you're going to be able to ask questions. I want to talk about some things about autopilot income, new things that I'm doing in my business, and things that I'm excited about. One of my friends is named Paul Myers, and I was just having this conversation with Paul today. Paul's been writing an e-sign now for a long time. I mean, when I say a long time, I mean a long time, like 12 years. And I was just talking to Paul today about what I'm doing. I'm taking some of my best content and my best promotions over the years, and I'm putting them into an autoresponder sequence so that when somebody new comes into my list, approximately every other day they get a promotion or a pitch for a product or a service, and then every other day they get some of my best content that I've created over the years, whether it's an audio, whether it's a video, whether it's an article, whether it's a PDF. This is a revolutionary for me. Welcome to the A-Team call. This is Marlon Sanders, and we're just talking about how to create autopilot income. I will be answering your questions and taking questions today. So welcome to the call, and I thank you for being on. So I was just saying my friend Paul Myers had all this content from over the years, and I recommended to him that he do what I'm doing. So I'm taking my best pitches, my best promotions, and my best content. And the pace is about one piece of content for every promotion, maybe one piece of content for every two promotions. But this is a great concept. It really goes back to just the very early days of Internet marketing. I will never forget. Way back, one of the first people that I saw do this effectively was named Sheila Danzig. You probably don't know the name Sheila Danzig today, but she made $30 million promoting internet online marketing back in the AOL days, selling reprint rights to some stuff, believe it or not. And but Sheila had her own autoresponder service in the early days, or something similar to an autoresponder thing. And she produced like a 10 or a 20-part email series that you could subscribe to that would show you how to make money using autoresponder messages. And this was just the most innovative thing. I mean, it was just, you know, I remember, wow, all this is just great information, and this is just great training. And so this is really old-school marketing here. You have somebody, you offer someone something of value free, and I think you have to offer something more valuable nowadays than you used to. But you offer, you know, it used to be a free report or a free ebook was enough. Today you might need more value. But you get them on the list, and now you have this sequence of email messages that goes out on autopilot. So it doesn't matter if you're down at Starbucks having a tea or a latte or mocha frappuccino. It doesn't matter if you're out with your sons and your daughters or your spouse, significant other. It doesn't matter if you're out hiking like Jeff Walker likes to do. Doesn't really matter what you're doing. Those autoresponder messages are still going out. Those people are still coming in your email list. And again, if you have questions on this and how it can work for you personally or individually, I'm taking questions today. I'm answering your questions today. So, Richard, welcome to the call. I see that you've came on. And a couple people here I don't have names for, but I welcome you to the call. Now, let me just look at my stats and tell you just today, since this morning, how many people – I was sending this out on Twitter earlier. But let me just tell you how many people have come on my list today. So let me get into my AWeber and refresh here. And I'll tell you how many people just today have opted in to my email list, and then I'm going to tell you exactly how many links that I've clicks on my autoresponder links I've received and how I track that. Because this is the heart and soul of automated and autopilot income. This is it, folks. This is the heart and soul of it. Without this, you're not going to have true autopilot income where you can go on vacation and still have the money coming in like clockwork, cash like clockwork. Today, I've had 38 opt-ins already, and that's going to beat my record. Yesterday, I had 94. And so I'm going to beat that yesterday. I'm going to blow yesterday away because I've already had 38. So I'm expecting I'm going to have 140 or 150 opt-ins today. My goal is 300 opt-ins a day. That's my goal. I want to be up to 300 opt-ins today. Now, what's different is in the past, I had people into all kinds of different sequences, and so I didn't really optimize them. And so now what we're doing is different. We're funneling everyone that subscribes from any of my websites. I'm just saying forget it. Forget about it. I put them into one list. That's my Harris Feldman. Any of you know Harris Feldman? It's my Harris Feldman imitation. Forget about it. Forget about it. Put them all on one list. So this morning I got 38 new people on a list. Now, I'm going to be taking questions here in a minute, but let me tell you how many clicks I've had, and then let me tell you what I'm going to do that's going to triple or quadruple my income off this list, something really so simple it's embarrassing. All right, so today already you've had 38 opt-ins, and from just my autoresponder emails going out, I've had 177 clicks. Now, to be fair, not all of those are automatic clicks. Some of 84 of those came from the email that I sent this morning. So 84 of those came from the email. But the balance of the 177 are just clicks from my autoresponder messages that are going out automatically. And again, if I go out walking around the block or hiking, or I go down to the gym, or I go down to Starbucks as I do every day, or I go to the mall as I do virtually every day and walk around, say hi to friends, look at new stuff that comes out, which is part of my research for one of the target markets that I'm going to be doing. These emails go out automatically, and the sales are made automatically, and the income comes in automatically. Now, let me just tell you personally what I'm doing, the steps I'm taking to put to – I'm rebuilding my automatic income machine because – over the years, we produced so many products and had so many autoresponders, things were a little bit in disarray. And once you've been in this business a long time, same thing will happen to you. It's just what I was talking to Paul about today. I'm like, man, God, you, Paul, you got all this content from over the years. Get it all into one autoresponder, just the best of Paul Myers, right? And he was really so excited about that concept, and rightly so. And it's the same exact thing that I'm doing. Now, you're new in the business. Some of you are just coming into the business. You say, well, Marlon, I don't have autoresponder messages to copy and paste. Well, you write them. And the way you do it is you add one, two, or three emails or content pieces a day to your autoresponder series. You say, Marlon, I'm busy. I ain't got a lot of time to do internet marketing. Yeah, but you got time to write one email a day at lunch or on a break or in the evening before you go to bed. You've got time to put one to three emails in an autoresponder sequence. Now, the other thing that I'm doing is I have hired a full-time Filipina, and if you've been on these calls, you know about that. This is nothing new. Mike Pato's on the call, and Mike did the same thing. You've been on these calls. You know about doing that, and we've discussed in depth doing it. So I have a full-time Filipina now. She's really great. She's really awesome. In fact, I started her $150 a month, and I've raised her pay, and I'll probably raise her pay again. I think she's really great. So I have her taking my Saturday eZine articles and turning them into squeeze pages and PDFs. A squeeze page is just a page where someone goes to it, and it offers them a freebie, which is the PDF, in exchange for subscribing to the list, for getting on your list. Now I'm going to have these squeeze pages that I can send out to my affiliates. People will opt in, and then they'll go on to this smooth email, automatic email, autoresponder, order-getting, money-getting machine that I'm putting together. How awesome is that? So So every week I'm building a new squeeze page that takes me no time. I write the article. It goes over to Filipina. Now, you can pay as little as $150 to $250 a month. It's just she's more talented and does really a whole lot of stuff for her. She's like a full-blown webmaster, better than I could hire for $3,000 probably in San Antonio. And so, but if you just wanted somebody cheaper, you could go on Odesk, O-D-E-S-K.com, and hire somebody part-time for 10 hours a week, 5 hours a week, for $2 an hour, literally. $2 or $3 an hour, and you can have somebody that can handle all that techie stuff you're afraid of doing, don't know how to do, can't do, all that techie stuff. Hey, don't worry about it. In the words of Harris Selman, forget about it. Forget about it. Go on Odesk, pay $2 an hour, $3 an hour. Let someone else worry about it for you. Now, welcome to the A-Team call. This is Marlon Sanders. We're just discussing autopilot income and how you put it together. I am going to be taking questions, so if you have a burning question for me, I'm going to be taking questions in just a minute. But I'm really so excited about telling you how to put together automatic autopilot income. So when you're out at the coffee shop, you're out at the mall, you're out at the gym, you're with your kids, you're on vacation, the money comes in. Now, let me say this. People say this is hype. You will hear famous internet marketers, recently famous, I'll add, I've been in this for years and done 120 seminars around the world. I had my share of fame and actually kind of got away from the spotlight. But my point is they'll say, oh, you got to have an office, you got to have all these employees, and the internet lifestyle is a myth. Have you heard that? The internet lifestyle is a myth. Well, I'm here to tell you that whoever's saying that has a hidden agenda to sell you something else. It's just the honest to God truth. Because autopilot income does live, and I can prove it to you. You take your best emails or you write a couple emails a day, you put them in an autoresponder, you write a weekly e-zine, you turn that into a PDF and a squeeze page, which is not hard to do. It's really not. And now you have a way for people to get on the list and emails that go out to them that are going to make money. The only other thing you need are affiliates. You say, Marlon, you're crazy, dog. I'm new. I ain't got no affiliates. And furthermore, I don't sell to internet marketers. So who's going to promote my deal? Well, let me ask you a question. Are your customers on Facebook? I'll answer that. Yes, they are. Your customers on MySpace? I'll answer that. Yes, they are. Do your customers Twitter? Twitter's huge, a lot bigger than you probably think. I see people Twittering down at like Starbucks and Barnes & Noble. Yeah, they're on Twitter. Here's all you do. Paul Myers gave me this idea today. I'm immediately putting it in my autoresponder series. He said, Marlon, all you got to do is just say, hey, do you want to share this content with your friends? Here's how to do it. That's what an affiliate is. You give them a link, they're actually going to make money, but they don't even know they're making money. To them, they're just sharing content on their Facebook or their MySpace that they think is amazing and incredible. Now, you could do podcasts, which are easy. You get a decent mic. There's one called, that I think Ed Dell and Frank Kern use, called the Snowball, plugs into the USB of your computer. And you can record audio. Give them audio, give them PDFs, give them articles, mix in promotions. Now you say, Marlon, that's all well and good, but I need to make money. I don't even got any product. How am I, for Pete's sakes, going to make automatic autopilot income when I ain't got any product yet? Well, A, it's a lot simpler, faster, and easier to create products than you probably think. All you got to do is a webinar and record it. All you got to do is a teleseminar and record it. All you got to do is interview someone over the phone and record it. But let's say you can't do that. It's fine. You go to commissionjunction.com, sign up as an affiliate, promote affiliate products. You go to clickbank.com, sign up as an affiliate, promote affiliate products. So now, you have the whole formula. You have a way to get people on the list, a way to send out emails automatically that promote products and give people content. And again, I like a ratio of one piece of content for every pitch, or maybe a piece of content for every two pitches. I also like to get people to interact on the blog. I also like to get them onto my Facebook. It's a new thing I'm starting, and getting them onto MySpace. And I'm considering automating sending out bulletins on Facebook and MySpace and automatically approving profiles. I have mixed feelings on this topic. Oh, all right. I need to probably mute this. Let me mute this call. Hold on one second. Give me just one second here, folks, my admin panel. Got someone. Let me just mute the call here. Now, this is new, so I'm not. How do I mute everybody all at once? Give me one second. I want to go in lecture mode. All right. See how awesome this new service is? I just muted out everyone. Is that not the coolest thing? And I can unmute you in like 2 seconds. And I'm going to take questions here in just a second. I've been lecturing quite a bit, but I really want you to get this vision that now you can send out emails, and if you have a blog, you can ask people in these autoresponder emails, you can send them a link to an article that you post on your blog and ask them to go comment on it. You can send them over to your Facebook, you can send them to your MySpace, and you can get them on your Twitter and hold tweet-ins, just like I'm going to do. I'm going to have password-protected tweet-ins, tweets, and special tweet messages for you guys and gals, my A-teamers. How awesome is that? Now, here's what I'm going to do is I want to take some questions. I know some of you have questions, so here's what we're going to do. Let me go into Q&A mode. And if you want to ask me a question, press *7 on your phone, the asterisk sign and 7, and you're going to be able to ask me a question. Press *7, and you'll be able to ask your question. Or I may just take it off and mute, but for now, let's try this. Press *7. And you can ask me a question. Someone try this. Nancy, Mike, Ronald, Miguel, Burnell, David, do you have any questions?
It says
press
I'm
star
unmuted.
7. Okay, now
Mike.
You're unmuted. Go ahead, ask your question.
I actually didn't have a question. I just wanted to thank you. I just finished my best month ever.
And who is
started.
This?
Mike. Mike Page.
Okay, Mike, you just had your best month ever?
Yes, I did.
Despite Let's hear about it. How did you have your best month ever? What made it happen?
Taking action, number one.
Okay.
Oh, boo.
Yeah.
Stop.
Staying focused and making sure that I got new product out and that I actually got things finished.
Awesome. Very well done, Mike. And I heard someone else laughing. Who was that?
Oh, that was me. I was laughing at the take action part, and I have to say.
Oh, yeah, right. I know that's. But hey, listen. You get these autoresponder messages loaded up, and you really got to work on that sequence. Like every day, it's like watering your lawn. You spend some time on it, but once you get that thing refined, I'm just telling you, the cells will come in like clockwork. We're not consistently over $1,000 a day yet, just on our autoresponder income. But we are hitting autoresponder-only income exceeding, on some days, $1,000 without having to send any broadcasts. My goal is to get that to $1,000 a day just on autopilot, and then it'll be better than that. When I fix what I – there's one secret I haven't told you to fix, and when you fix that on your autoresponders, we may hit $2,000 a day. So I'm going to tell you about that secret toward the end of the call to keep you all on the call. But did you the lady who spoke, who is that? Did you have a question?
Oh, that was Nancy, and I was just
Nancy.
*7 to make sure that it was working.
Oh, well, great. Okay. I'm going to take this. I'm going to put this on interactive mode, but if you do have noise in your background, would you press *6 to mute? Now, you won't be able to ask a question if you do that. You'll have to press *6 to unmute. But if you have background noise, just press *6. And, all right, so I should be in interactive mode so any of you can ask questions. David Burnett, Ronald Miguel, or any of the rest of you, do you have a question you would like to ask me?
Hey, Marlon,
there are no dumb or stupid questions, so go ahead.
Hey, Marlon, it's David Corbley out of Seattle. How you doing?
David, I'm awesome.
Excellent. Hey, this might be a bit of a lengthy answer. So if it's too much, by all means, just let me know, and it's not a
problem. By the way, David, this is a recorded call, so I just want you to know if you ask a question that it's recorded, and I'll probably distribute this call or a portion of it, just so that you know and you're willing to give me permission. The regulars on the call know that. But
okay.
So go ahead with your question, David. Let's hear it.
Okay, so this is my second call with you, and I really appreciate what you're doing out there. I'm a little bit more experienced. I have, a paying membership of about 400 people right now, and I'm actually getting ready to. Thank you. And for those of you just in FYI that are getting ready to implement stuff, Marlon is he's awesome. I've been following him. I use his dashboard products, and he's been an integral part of the things that I've been doing. So, good stuff. Anyway, I'm getting ready to do an internal launch, and what I mean by that is I'm making my 400 paying people affiliates, and I just announced this, and I'm going to roll this out on the week of the 13th, I believe. And
all right,
what my question is, most of them don't know anything about marketing or anything else, and what I'm going to do is just provide them a series of emails. I'm going to create videos and things like that for them to drive prospects to, but I'm going to create a series of emails, and I want to do banners and videos to put on Facebook and things like that. Do you have any just specific, really short answers that could help me help these inexperienced people? Because, again, it's very complex. I know it is to put together a launch, but it's internal. It's not like a giant JV internet marketing thing. So any ideas for me?
Well, yes. Number one, start with articles because they're really easy, or just things that they link to. Number two, and I think you know this, David, but you really got to make it brain dead simple.
Right.
You just give them a video on how to do it and make it as humanly simple and possible as you can conceive.
Okay.
You know, that is like, that is the number one rule. Then the number two rule is understand that people are afraid of pushing something off on their friends or selling, right? You know, most people, I'm just talking about people who aren't marketers, but they're really kind of scared of selling something to their friends. So you need to emphasize that this is valuable content, and you've even sold it before, you could sell it. And by passing it along to their friends, they're really giving them something valuable.
That makes good sense.
Because then they're doing a favor to their friends, and this is valuable content, and they're not just out there pitching their friends, which they really are not going to want to do. And then third, I would assure them that when you do sell the product, that, you know, what it is, so they're going to know that it's going to be something they really feel good about. So the dominant theme there is an emotional theme, which is something I probably don't talk about enough, but your emotional themes are really important, the emotions. And the emotion that you want here are really positive, good, strong feelings. And I think you want to create that. And they're sharing out of these good, strong, positive feelings. The whole thing's positive. The whole thing's upbeat. You're upbeat. Headline's upbeat. Everything is strong, dominant, positive emotion. I would drive them to – I like to have people comment on the blogger within your membership site. So, like, there'd be a number of ways that you could do it. Like, just you could have everyone who posts it to post on your blog or forum or someplace so that you can just give them verbal kudos and even give them, like, a title. Call it My Commandos. If you're on My Commando team, you know, kind of like give them a name, maybe even give them bonuses other than just money. Recognition.
Okay.
Now, and then there's like more advanced marketing things if you want to get into it. Gohar Chaudhary in his last launch did something really brilliant. He hacked basically an off-the-shelf script. I don't even remember the name of it. Some viral script. That what it does is progressively unlocks content. So the more people that they refer, like there's levels. If they refer five people who click on the link, they get access to free report one. They are, even just like two people. If they just refer two people, they get this free. If they refer five people who click on the link, they get this free. He unlocked progressively higher levels of content. And whether you do that in an automated fashion or just manually, That's a really nice thing. It's not even money. It's just that they're getting something that's maybe more important to them than money, which is just some free content.
Right. That's a great idea.
And I like to have people post, and then you personally respond to their post, which is a positive reinforcement. That's why I try to have people post on my blog and personally respond to them. How did you get your 400 paying members?
Actually, I'm in the real estate business, and I actually did it through, most of it was through other speakers, other real estate speakers. And we had great success. We were up to a membership of about 900 at one time.
Off of JV, you mean JV offers? They did JV mailings for you? Or?
Actually, we did webinars. We did a series, a lot of different webinars with JV partners, and it was very successful.
Oh, really? And
yeah.
What was the offer on the webinar? Was it just for a 14-day free trial, or did they pay for a year? What was the offer?
Well, what we have is let me just describe the product we started with. I'm from the real estate investing industry, and
yep.
a speaker there, and we rolled into the loan modification business and with attorney-based loan modifications, and that was, you know, it's kind of the buzz right now, both good and bad in different ways, but we brought that to other real estate speakers, and they were all over it because it was a tool
wow.
that they could take to their students who were already out there talking with distressed homeowners that need help. So it was a phenomenal tool, and but now we're rolling more into all kinds of tools. We have an arsenal like debt settlement and loan modifications and no upfront payment loan modification, just a whole plethora.
So the takeaway on this for everybody on the call would be, okay, so how can you provide tools
mm-hmm.
to other people who might be JV partners? Because people do love tools.
Yeah, yeah. And
very, very
we're gonna roll
nice.
Back.
And I
And a lot of that stuff, again, it's ideas that I got from your content. So I appreciate all of the things that you've put out.
Well, you know, tools, it's interesting. And congratulations on creating the tools. You know, sometimes the people will value the tools above information or content. Not that they should, but it is the way that they think.
I know that's one of the things that you talked about a lot is, you know, it's definitely great to create new products, but a great way is to find an existing product and create a supplement to that product that's not out there yet. And that's
right.
That to me is, boy, that's that was an easy thing for us to do.
Very nice. All right. We have other people on the call. Any of you new people or newbies or you're new to this or you're new to my calls and you would like to ask me a question today, go ahead. Don't be shy. There's no wrong or bad question or dumb question.
Okay, I got a question for you.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, this is Bernard from Atlanta.
Hi, Bernard.
How do you evaluate a niche besides looking at search engine results and keyword searches? How would you specifically go about evaluating a niche in terms of its viability?
Yeah, I actually go into this in depth in my product, Push Button Target Market, but I'm going to give you the short version of the answer here, which should be enough for you. And here's what I do. And you said your first name was Bernard, is that right?
Bernard. Brunel.
Say your first name. I want to get it right.
Brunel. B-U-R-N-E-L-L.
Brunel?
Brunel. You're close. Brunel.
God, I can't pronounce that. Why can I? Okay, spell it one more time.
Brunel. B-U-R-N-E-L-L.
Brunel. I got it. Okay,
okay.
Brunel.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the – I just had to read off my stupid screen. Okay, so here's the thing, Brunel. The whole key here, in my opinion, that nobody talks about, it's like the elephant in the closet. Everybody talks about clicks and doing research with these tools and everything. But, Bernal, there's a lot easier way to find a niche and a lot more important way. Number one is you look at your passions and interests if you have them, you know, and or things that you are interested in or could be, even if you aren't that great at it. Now, if you have those, great. But if you don't, and even if you do, you still got to use criteria number two, and that is the back end. You see, you can have a niche that gets lots of searches. You can have a niche where people will even buy a $27 or $37 ebook, but what's the back end? See, in the ideal world, Bernal, you want to find people that buy seminars, that buy coaching programs, that buy workshops, that buy newsletters, that buy membership sites. Now, how do you find those people? Well, you search. The lazy way is just to go into Google and search workshop, seminar, etc. And if you want to search by price, you can do workshop, you know, $1,000 or different price points, you know. Search coaching. And you can also just take topics. Like you think you found a good niche, type the name of that niche in Google with the word coaching program, membership site, etc., and see what the stuff is selling for. Because man cannot live on $27 ebooks alone. Not that there aren't a few people that have figured out how to do that in super high volume markets. You could go on the CPA network and maybe make the deal work, but boy, it's tough. I would a lot rather have a market where people are really rabid and passionate and willing to spend money monthly on a recurring billing basis or by coaching programs or by seminars that are at least $500 and preferably higher. That's really your criteria there, Burnell. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got you. So if they're willing to spend money on those sorts of things.
Yeah, then, you know, I think in the ideal world, either you're passionate about it or you at least have a real interest in the market. Now, my friend Kurt Christensen just disagrees with that totally, and he's like, you know, a business is a business. I think the passion helps because it keeps you from getting burned out so easily. You know, but not everyone's lucky enough to have that.
Okay. What if the nature of the niche doesn't cater to something like coaching? Maybe it's something that should be done one-on-one or, I don't know, maybe some type of mentorship or...
It doesn't have to be coaching, but it has to be bigger ticket money. The money's got to be there. The economics, the dollars have got to be there.
All right. Got you. Thank you.
See, it ain't got to be coaching. I mean, like, well, let's just talk about a boating store. You know, if all your local boating store sold was hooks and fishing line, they wouldn't be in business. You know, you got to have some people buying boats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
It's like you got to have the bigger tickets. And if you don't have the bigger tickets, then you're in a commodity, low profit, high repetition business, typically stiff price competition, and it's tough. I mean, you know, that's a hard way to make money because it's a high-frequency, high-repetition, low-profit, commodity-based business. What we strive for as direct response marketers is higher-margin stuff. And if you will notice the infomercials on TV, you know, whether it's makeup or whatever, they're putting them in continuity and recurring billing or they're selling something more expensive like real estate seminars or stuff. But there's always some kind of back end there. If you just got a front end business and you've got no back end, you don't have a very good business.
Gotcha.
So I mean that's where it all starts. It starts with the economics. Other things that you can look at. You can go to Google Trends, you know, and you can see is this a thing with increasing interest or decreasing interest? But if you've studied target marketing at all, and it sounds like you have, you probably already know to look at trends, you know. That's not such an unusual recommendation. There's even CB trends out there, like ClickBank trends, CB trends, let you see trends on ClickBank products and so forth. Yeah, you want something where the product or the industry or the market is a rising trend, or at least flat at worst, but preferably right, growing interest in it. You know, there's other things we could look at. Competition is a good one to look at. How much competition is there? If it's just dog eat dog, you know, you can make money in it, no doubt. Look at real estate. Look at internet marketing. But you also got to be good. You got to be really good. You know, you can't be lazy in a market like that or it's tough. You know, so those are the things I look at, Burnell. Does that help? Is that useful to you?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
All right. Who else has a question or a comment today? Anyone? There are no bad, wrong, or stupid questions, so if you've got one, go ahead and ask it. If you don't, I'll be happy to talk a little bit more. But if you do have a question, let's hear it.
All right, I have another question if nobody does.
All right, let's hear it.
In terms of your freebies on a squeeze page, how do you evaluate the value? Something makes it valuable to me, it may not have any value to someone else. I'm just curious, how do you determine the value?
I'm gonna put this on mute and answer that question. Hold on 1 second, because we've got a little bit of background noise. All right. See, this is why I love this new service. Instant Teleseminar rocks, the new one, with the control interface. You got to buy the pro upgrade version. Okay. The question is, on a freebie, how do you know if people value it or not? And, you know, the answer to a lot of marketing questions are usually so obvious that we overlook them, and we get stuck in sometimes even in the paralysis of analysis. But it's a great question, because if you're putting your freebie out there and it doesn't have good perceived value, you know, it's not going to work very good, which also gives you the answer. The ultimate answer is you don't know. And it's not that just I don't know. It's not any marketer knows. Like, take the best marketer in the world. He or she doesn't necessarily know. You got a good feel, you got a good idea if you've been in that industry quite a long time, and you got history that says some things work and some things don't. But I don't care who the marketer is, they don't know for sure. This is why that direct response marketers, which is what we are, live and die by testing, trying something, getting feedback, and adjusting on the basis of that feedback. You just don't know for sure. So I'm turning all my eZine articles into squeeze pages. I'm going to throw these squeeze pages out there on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm just going to see which one works best, because I don't know. I love every article I write personally. I think every article that I've written in the last 10 years is brilliant. I loved every title. I loved every article. I loved every piece of content, or I wouldn't have written it to begin with. Unfortunately, my customers don't agree. They don't think everything I've written is brilliant. Now, I'm doing my best to enlighten them to the truth about this fact. But right now, so I put out the different squeeze pages out there. Some of them will work great. Some of them probably won't, frankly. And you take the one that works great. How do you know if it's high perceived value? Because people opt in. People give you their name and email address. And I just see everyone disappeared. Let me just check with Tim and see if we have a problem on this call. Hold on, guys. I'm sitting here bragging about the service. Tim, do we have a problem? I just lost our online interface here. Let me see. I wonder why. All right, guys, hold on 1 second. And let me see if we just have a problem on the call or just on this interface. Give me 1 second here. Let me see what Tim. If Tim is still on the call and I've just lost you, then I'm going to let him take over here. Let me see what happened. Maybe it's my internet. Oh, it's my internet. Okay, guys. I should be back on here in a second. All right, so I'm going to keep talking here while I reboot my internet. All right, so here's the thing. If people opt into your squeeze page, then you're good to go, if that makes sense. People opt in, it's great. People don't opt in, it's not great. The same thing applies to your follow-up messages. I use a piece of software. There's many things that you can use to track stuff. So if you have, for example, automateyourwebsite.com, it has ad trackers built into it. That's my private label of one, Shopping Cart. So you can use that. I use a thing called AdTrack Z Gold because there's no monthly fee for it. You just pay once, and then you can track everything. So you want to track stuff in your autoresponders, emails, same things. You don't know which emails people are going to respond to, which ones they won't. But if you put a bunch of them in there, over time, your customers will tell you. See what I'm saying? Over time, your customers will let you know what works and what doesn't. So what I'm doing is I take each of my eZine articles, it goes to the Filipina. She turns it into a nice-looking PDF and a squeeze page. And then I'm getting ready to roll these out to Facebook, Twitter, that kind of a thing, to get some traffic. Now, if you're listening to me on this call, I'm trying to get my internet back here. Okay, so Tim just Skyped me. Let's see if we're still on the call. I'm hoping we are. Everything looks fine to me. I'm still in the interface. Okay, great. Since I'm having a problem getting back on the interface here, what happened was my internet, the last 2 weeks has been real spotty, and I really just don't know why. Those technology, right? All right, so the other thing that, let me say this about squeeze pages, though, to give you some tips. You say, well, Marla, I'm starting out, and I don't want to spend all that money trying to reinvent the wheel. What do I do? You know, how do I handle it if I just don't know? And so here's what you could do. You go into online forums, and in forums on your topic, you can typically sort posts by the number of responses, the people who responded, number of responses, and you can sort by views. And you can just go in there and look at the hot topics, the things that have gotten the most replies and the most views. And these are the things, words that you use in your free report titles and topics. And this is just killer. I mean, you can actually use that method right there, which is like your market research done for you, and just hit home runs right off the bat. You can go into Google Trends, and if you're not familiar with Google Trends, just search Google for Google Trends, and you can go right into Google Trends and do the same thing. You can go into Google Trends, and pretty much right off the bat, find a hot, trending upwards topic, create something on it, and have it work. And I'm going to give you a personal example of that just to demonstrate it. About a month and a half or 2 months ago, I was in Google Trends, and I saw that, like, Yahoo pay-per-click was a really hot topic. I went over to ClickBank. I found a product on it. I wrote up an email for it, sent it out to my list, and it got the most clicks of any email I've sent out in, like, a year. And it also, I probably made $4,000 or $5,000 from that email. Now, I haven't done it since. It's like, I don't really promote that many affiliate products. I should, though, look for topics for my own articles is what I should be doing more. It's like a note to self. Check Google Trends more often for my words because it really works, really, really does work. So that's one of the ways to get hot topics. Now, we're having I cannot get back onto the online interface, and I have no explanation why. I'm going to try upstairs, and if this doesn't work, what I'm going to do is have Tim, okay, Tim, put it in interactive mode for me. Then I can hear people. Okay, if you're there on the count of three, say yes.
Yes.
1, 2, 3. Okay,
yes,
great,
yes, yes.
We're back in interactive mode.
Yeah.
So the service rocks. Now, my own internet connection here, I don't know what is going on with my internet. Okay, great. Who has a did what I just said about going to these forums and finding the hot topics and this stuff on the squeeze pages, does that resonate with you, or does anybody else have a follow-up question on it? One way or the other, anyone?
No.
All right. I want to talk just a little bit about Twitter and Facebook, because really, honestly, it's not that I'm lazy. It's just that, like, I'm not highly detailed. So it's like I forget to go post stuff on Facebook on, you know, the daily updates, the what's on your mind thing. Does anyone else have this problem where you don't post updates regularly on your Facebook account?
Yep.
Yep. All right. So here's what you do. On Twitter, on TweetDeck, I use a thing called TweetDeck, and I cannot recommend it too highly. It'll interface with Facebook. And when you post something on Twitter using TweetDeck that you want to put on Facebook, you just checkmark Facebook, and it posts it right on Facebook for you. Now, this is huge because you want your customers on Facebook And, you know, I get a bazillion gillion friend requests on Facebook, and you will too probably after a while. And some of them are automated. I don't approve everyone. I look to see how many friends we have in common typically. There is Facebook automation software that will just automatically approve people and stuff, and I thought about using it. But my point is just using Twitter, you can automatically get people onto your list. And I really think that's cool. I mean, you can automatically post updates, and then you can have software that will automate, like, everything if you want. So a couple things about Twitter and Facebook for your list building, because some of you are new and you don't really have that big of a list. Number one, use that thing in Twitter and TweetDeck to post. When you post to Twitter, if it's something really good, try to send one good meaty thing every day over to Facebook, and then everybody on your list who gets your updates is going to see it in their updates every single day. Post your squeeze pages there.
X-ray,
post. All right. Tim, I'm going to have you moderate this, and if you can tell who's talking. I can mute my – here, I can mute all guests. Hold on. All right, I'm going back to great, I'm back to manual mode. Okay, so you use this Twitter to Facebook thing, number one. Number two, you can have use audit tweet later on Twitter. I was not going to use tweet later on Twitter, and I think I'm changing my mind, and let me tell you why. I don't want to use Twitter, the tweet later, which will auto, kind of like an autoresponder, will automatically post things on Twitter. I see people just posting crap, like quotes and stuff, and I just personally think that's junk. I would never personally do that. What I would do, though, is once a day post a link to one of my articles, blog articles, PDFs, or squeeze pages, and have that happen automatically, and have that also go over to my Facebook. And I think that's just – I think I'm going to do that because it's providing valuable content to everybody. I never minded if somebody posts a link to a great article or a great resource. I just don't like it when they're posting junk automatically. So I'm becoming a fan of this idea of using TweetLate. I think I'm going to do that. And I really think that it's really at a point where using Facebook and using Twitter and using – I'm even going to look at LinkedIn and everything. And I want to turn you all – I want to make this whole call pay off for you if it hasn't already. Hopefully just the stuff on the automation and some of the things David shared about how he built his membership site. And so hopefully those things are going to pay off for you. But if those things have not paid off for you, then – here's what I think will. There is a book about Facebook, and it's at the bookstore right now, and it's on how the Obama campaign in the United States used Facebook. Now, used the social networks, not just Facebook. Now, I don't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican or you're in another country. None of that matters to me. I'm just talking about how they use the social networks was absolutely genius and brilliant. I'm going to go to Amazon and see if I can find this, the name of this book for you. It's really something to look at. And this is more for you advanced guys and gals. For you newbies, just get on Twitter and Facebook and maybe use this service called Tweet Later, LATER. To make have some automated tweets and post like good stuff. Don't post junk. But at a higher level, and I'm talking about a lot higher level, there is, like, I didn't think there was that much to social media that you would need to read a book on it, to be honest. But the way the Obama administration used the social media, I mean, was really savvy, and they really, really got it. So you understand, some people come on these calls, and you're new, and you're just getting your freebie or your squeeze page up, and you're just getting a few topics up. And some of you, I have advanced people on here, so I have to kind of give out a range of resources for everyone. And so I'm looking here to find the name of this book, and I better be able to find it. If I can't, it's going to be a topic for our next call. Let me see here. Because I haven't read through all of it yet. I read through it at the bookstore. Okay, then let me type in Google. Obama. I couldn't find it in. Oddly enough, I didn't see it in Amazon. So Obama, Facebook. That'll probably bring it up. And if not, I'm going to have to. It'll be a topic for another day because I'm going to go thoroughly through the book and create a cheat sheet and a list of suggestions for everyone on it. And I'm going to be sharing it with you all. And for those of you who came on late on the call, I'm going to be doing some exciting things coming up because I'm going to be doing A-team only Twitter, where you have to have a username and a password to access it. And I think that's going to be big. I think that's going to be really awesome. And, yeah, wouldn't you know it, I cannot find the name of this book. It was something like Who Did It or We Did That. I think it was We Did That. Let me type that in. It was an unusual title to the book, which brings up something. When you title stuff, make it like what it is and what it does. Don't use these, like, cute titles that nobody will ever remember. Like, How Obama Used Facebook would have been better as a title, because at least if you wanted to find it. Oh, yes, we did. That's the name of the book. God, that wasn't easy to find, was it? The name of the book is called Yes, We Did. And let me see if I can get you the author. I'm going to take any other final questions here, and we will wrap up this call. Yes, we did. All right, well, I'm going to go back to Amazon. And then let me take this off of mute. All right, while I'm wrapping this up, finding the name of this book, does anybody have any final questions before we wrap up the call today? The name of the book is Yes, We Did. The author's name is R-A-H-A-F, and the last name is H-A-R-F-O-U-S-H. So go to Amazon and type in Yes, We Did, and the book is a whopping $12.48. All right, before we wrap this up today, does anybody have any questions, closing questions that you would like to ask? Mike, Nancy, are you all good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, Nancy, do you have anything for us today? Are you still on? I don't know if Nancy's still on or not. Cornell or David, did you have anything you wanted to ask before we wrap up the call today? All right.
Oh, okay, good call. Thanks,
well, then
thanks, Marlon.
All right. Well, let me say this. This autoresponder thing, and if you missed the first part of this call, you will get the recording. The autoresponders are really critical and important. And, you know, if you don't have messages in there, just start writing one or two messages a day and try to put a piece of content in there, an article, a link to a PDF, a video, screen capture video using Camtasia or CamStudio, a post on your blog. Mix in a piece of content for every pitch. And get some squeeze pages up and some reason for people to opt into your list. And then just keep working on this, and it really is magic, and it really will create autopilot income. We have a few more things to work out. I love the new teleconference service. I'm going to try to talk to them and find out. I'm not sure if the problem was – I'm not sure why I could not still access the online tool. I find that unusual. So I'm going to call them about that. But overall, software is great. It allows us to do a lot higher quality call. We're going to be doing bookmarks on Delicious. I'm going to be rolling out the Twitter thing. And, again, this is going to be – it depends on how other things are going, because Sean and I are creating a brand-new dashboard, and it's going to take up really a large – some significant time, because it's going to be a really totally awesome dashboard for everyone. So for those of you on the call, I want to thank all of you. David, I want to thank you for sharing – And I can't remember everyone's name, but Burnell and, of course, Nancy and Mike, several new people on the call. We just want to thank all of you for being on. I'm going to try to send out a little bit more in advance a specific agenda for the calls. I know I don't send out agendas because I like to do stream of consciousness, because in some ways I think it provides the most value. But I want to have more people on the calls, and I feel like that we'll get them onto the call. We have the members, it's just they don't often come on the call live. I think we'll get more on the call live if I send out an agenda. So I believe we're going to do that. So for everyone on the call, thank you. Work hard the next 2 weeks and get some autoresponder messages in place or some squeeze pages up. And let's hear some positive reports. And David, good luck on your product launch. And so until next call, I want to wish everyone the best of success. Bye, everyone.